With Laura Fox
Podcast.
Oh my God, it's so exciting. We saw last night the very first episode of the brand new Dancing with the Stars, and joining the judging panel on Dancing with the Stars is the fabulous two-time Dancing with the Stars winner, Karen Byrne, and she's here with me now to discuss what it's like to be on the other side of the table. Happy New Year!
You too. It's so nice to be here.
So nice
I
to have
I'm
you.
I'm not knackered.
You're wrecked, I say, are you? You poor thing.
Do you know what? Last night, I have to say, like, everyone was like, oh my God, are you going to be nervous? And I was kind of like, ah, no, be grand. No, in my own self, I was like, yeah, why is
do
it
you
so
think, but do you think you felt, you know, like the celebs when they go onto the dance floor for the very first time and you have to get that first one out because you're a ball of anxiety?
Yeah.
Do you think that was your equivalent to it? Because dance is second nature to you.
Do you know what's weird? Because, like, obviously I've been part of the show for so long, but I think because I'm always, like, beside somebody, I'm looking after my partner, where this time I felt weird. I was walking around set on my own.
Yeah.
Where normally I'm, like, minding somebody, and I think that change was a bit scary. And also, like, I know what they're going through. Mm. I know how the celebs are feeling. I know how the pro dancers are feeling backstage before it goes live. And I wanted to be as encouraging as I could be. And I was afraid I'd say the wrong thing and upset somebody, or I don't know. But I think once I got the first few couples done and the ad break came, I kind of started to relax a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was, if I'm honest, I was very nervous.
I know, but I totally understand it. The backstage part as well, I get that too, because you have to be really careful now as a judge, because you can't just compliment one person and be like, oh, geez, you look great. Oh, how are you feeling?
Come here,
everybody's
a great cast. And I have to say, like, sitting there watching, taking it all in last night, I was surprised the level was so high.
So
I just
good.
Want everyone to not think of it as a competition. Like I always say, even last year with Jason when I was dancing, like, you know as well, you have to get out and just enjoy it.
But you have you've one shot at it. And you have to remember as well, it's a TV show at the end of the day. You know, so you really have to just enjoy it for what it is and do it. But I think for you, I think the thing that you'll probably miss the most is the fact that you're always in the thick of it, and you're always, you were a great help to me. I've said this before. You're a great help to everyone around you, where you'd be like, no, you need to straighten that toe. Come on now, jump that chest out.
But you know what's funny? I don't think I'll ever be able to change.
No, you won't.
Still down when we're having our lunch, I'll be saying, no, come here, you need to do this. Like, I probably should. Shouldn't be like that.
Well, I don't know.
I just want to make everyone feel the best that they can and get out and enjoy it. Like, it's such a good show.
Speaking of enjoying it, though, did you enjoy it once you got into it?
Do you know, it was one of those things I was like, I hope I'm not going to sit here and kind of go, oh, like, what's it like on the other side? But I can genuinely say, hand on my heart, I looked at it from a total new perspective and I loved it. Like, the energy I had after the show. Sure, I was up, but that's why I'm so tired. I couldn't sleep. I was just buzzing after.
You're just on a different octave altogether.
Yeah.
Tell me this much now. What do you think you're going to be like as a judge going forward? Like, you know, everybody kind of has their lane that they stick to. We're used to Brian being the mean judge. We're used to Arthur being like, j'adore! And then you've got Lorraine, who is so technical. Are you going to be a mix of all three? Or?
Yeah, I think a mix of all three. Mix of two. Because, do you know what? I want to be the same person, like, you know what I'm like up in the box with Darren, encouraging everybody. And I want to be like that at the judges' panel because I know what they're feeling.
But encouraging everybody, but you're also very good at critiquing, but it's very positive.
Critiquing in a way that they're going to understand what I'm talking about. Sometimes when they're standing there and they don't know what you're saying, so that's not helping them. You want to say it in a normal way that the normal person that doesn't know like dance steps or anything is going to get it. I want to help them as much as I can, but in a nice way.
A bit like last night when, you know, Mickey, he was quite stiff.
So, do you know what's so funny? It's very unfortunate that his name is Mickey, because I genuinely did think parts of it was stiff. And then when I was thinking about the trousers, I was going, well, he obviously is restricted in moving because they're leather trousers.
Yeah,
genuinely, hand on my heart. Didn't know what
poor
I said.
Poor old Mickey was very stiff. And look, I think it was after flying stage. We'll stay no more.
Mickey's a lovely fella.
He's a fantastic fella. Also, I was just dying for him, and I hope at some point he does come out with a green guitar, because I'm going to die. My whole childhood is going to be like, oh my God. Karen, you've won this show twice, all right? You know what it takes. What are you looking for in a great dancers and in a great dancer? And what qualities do you think is going to make a winner?
Do you know what? I think sometimes people underestimate the underdog. Mm. I think somebody that you can be natural and have natural ability, but it's the one that really puts the work in the studio, because I just always love an underdog.
Yeah.
I love kind of
a story.
That person. And a story. I think that's very important. But I don't know. I'm just looking for a journey and somebody that's just looking with their partner that they have a good bond and they're having fun.
Someone that's really trying every single week, because that's all you can ask from this show.
Yeah, everybody puts the same amount of well, hopefully they all put the same amount of hours in. But some people aren't as natural as others and they have to work harder. But I'm excited for next week already.
I know, I actually can't wait for it.
I know.
Speaking of next week, is there anyone that you were looking forward to seeing most next week? Like, is there anyone that caught your eye last night that you're kind of going, you know, I can't wait to see what they're going to come out with?
Do you know what? Like, Jack and Reese for me were definitely standing for week one to dance at that level.
Insane.
I mean, like, what's next? What's the next few weeks going to bring for them? But you know, Kevin, I just couldn't stop smiling watching
him. The kitchen, the setup.
Even before the music started, how he was with the crowd, and I was just like, this fella is having the best time ever. So straight away, I was sold on the performance. He just looked so comfortable.
You can tell though
Danny
that he's enjoying
Salome.
It's kicking off the
There's
show.
Something about Danny. I don't know what it is. It's like I said last night, it looks a little bit like he's terrified of Salome. And it's funny because people have that kind of, oh, Salome's scary, when she's not. She's like the softest person ever. And I do think she's going to bring the best out of Danny. So I'm looking forward to seeing him.
I like the idea of the two of them as well, because he's used to an audience and he's used to a show, but that doesn't mean that he's good at dancing. But what they came out with last night for their first dance, I was like, this
I
is
actually
beautiful.
Think he might be good for Salome as well to bring that fun side that I know about her. I think he'll bring it out of her.
It's so exciting. Is there anything else that you are looking forward to in 2025? You know, obviously this is going to take up the next 4 months of your life easily. It's going to consume your whole time, but what are your plans for the year?
Plans for the year, I suppose, just getting back into the dance. I have my own dance studio, so I just love that. I love teaching kids. I have a retreat in Marbella in September. That's a dance retreat.
Yeah.
But I don't know, just like, this is a new challenge for me, so I'm looking forward to kind of seeing what comes from this. And just keep challenging myself and keep people keep saying, what's it like not to dance? I'm like, I dance
You're still
every
dancing.
Day. Just because I'm not doing it on telly, I still dance.
It is. Do you know, it's one of those things, because everyone's always like looking forward. What's next? But like, it's enjoying the now.
Sometimes you do genuinely forget to live in the moment. Yeah. And like that last night, I don't think I was living in the moment because I was absolutely terrified. I think I was more terrified than the celebs. But no, next week is a new week and hopefully I'll be a bit more settled in.
It didn't seem that you weren't settled in. Fab as always. I'm dying to see your journey and how you grow as a judge. Also, I know you spoke about your Cairnburn dance school there. I love watching your videos online so much, you with the kids, because you're so fun with them, but you're also like, okay, come on, let's move, let's go, let's see what's happening.
I think
here.
That's so important though. Yeah. Like, the kids use my dance studio as like their little safe haven when they come into me. And I just, not every kid loves school and going to school, but they love an extra activity. And I think that's kind of the way I designed the studio, is that's their happy place and it's mine as well.
Yeah, so, of course it is.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, thank God for giving us a happy place every single Sunday, 6:30 on RT1, Dancing with the Stars, the brand new judge. And I mean, you are Dancing with the Stars. You've been there since day dot, which
I feel like an L. I'm like, I'm not as old as I seem, everyone, I swear. Still not the oldest one there.
What a flex.
The longest.
Cairn Burn, an absolute pleasure as always. We'll see you again soon. Thank you for coming in.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.